The AccuWeather forecast, variably cloudy, a continuing chance for showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, high today around 65. Former Racine Park High School and UW star running back Brent Moss remains free on bond after pleading not guilty to possession of crack cocaine and resisting from a recent traffic stop during which he was tased by police. The 44-year-old Moss, who had a very brief stint in the NFL and later tried minor league football at different levels, is back in court on March 27th. The charging document says Moss dropped a piece of paper with the cocaine while being removed from a car by police, with whom he then struggled, leading to one officer using a taser. Court records indicate Moss with a 2005 cocaine conviction from Racine County, but 10 years earlier, while at Madison, he was arrested on a drug charge that essentially ended his college playing career, that after he had been the MVP on the 1994 Rose Bowl game. One-time Milwaukee Bucks star player Junior Bridgman's pursuing another business opportunity. He signed a letter of intent to become a Coca-Cola bottler. At the same time, Bridgman has also decided to sell a large number of the restaurant franchises that he owns in order to focus on the new venture. We all have our reasons for the supermarkets we tend to frequent. Now there's a study out on how the various big-name stores rank nationwide.
Wegmans has been ranked as the top grocery retailer in a new report from Market Force Information. This is the first time in 4 years that Trader Joe's did not top the list. In fact, Trader Joe's fell all the way to third, with Publix supermarkets coming in second. Trader Joe's did rank highest in cashier courtesy, but Wegmans and Publix were best in terms of cleanliness, product selection, and specialty department service. Walmart finished at the bottom of 15 stores ranked. I'm John Stolness.
Employees of the City of Racine Health Department are going to be dressing down to promote a number of programs. Purchased with grant money, staff members are going to be wearing T-shirts informing the public about the importance of breast cancer screenings, smoking cessation, and medical reserve corps, both in the clinic and when they're out in the community. Sarah Clemens, the department's public health coordinator, says Racine County, for instance, has the highest Caucasian breast cancer rate in all of southeast Wisconsin, third highest overall breast cancer mortality rate. Some of the shirts will promote Wisconsin's effort to reduce the number of people who smoke. She says nearly 24% of adults in the county, they smoke, compared to 19.5% around the state.
Wisconsin has a tobacco quit line, which is 1-800-QUIT-NOW, that is free to anybody within the state to use to help with counseling and getting other resources that are available to help a person quit.
Those shirts to promote as well, volunteering for the Medical Reserve Corps. That helps to strengthen the public health infrastructure. She says it's involved in response to public health emergencies. And there's new research indicating nearly 1 million websites got hacked some way last year, mostly to get the cheap hosting. Google says their safe browsing alerts allowed them to communicate with webmasters and to lessen the impact of many of those attacks. The research also discovering that hijackings happen most often on WordPress and websites run in English. A 20-year-old Kenosha man has been charged with the rape and robbery of a 66-year-old developmentally disabled woman. Von L. Shaw is alleged to have forced his way into the victim's home on March the 18th, claiming to be working with the police department. He remains jailed on $25,000 cash bond. The land development deal between the Village of Summers and the town of Paris in Kenosha County and the city of Kenosha seeking legal action now includes the village hiring an attorney to defend itself in court. The unanimous vote on Wednesday to hire an Appleton law firm followed a special meeting which included a closed session. Meanwhile, the Paris annual meeting this week included a non-binding vote of attendees recommending the town board dissolve the deal, which included part of their community shifting into Summers. A court injunction has that agreement right now on hold. In Madison, a judge will have a hearing next Monday on the state's request to stay his ruling, which struck down the right-to-work law. Three unions filed suit last year, challenging the law as illegally taking union services, but noting that unions represent all employees in the workplace, even if the workers do not pay any dues. It's getting down to crunch time for the city of Waukesha's 13-year request for Great Lakes water. A final round of scrutiny is taking place today and tomorrow with officials from seven other states and two Canadian provinces. Racine County officials are against the Waukesha water plan because of the component for returning water to Lake Michigan via the Root River. State Representative Corey Mason is in the Chicago area for those meetings, speaking out against that proposal. And membership of the WIAA at the group's annual meeting considered another competitive equity proposal to the current system for the placement of schools in division, but said no at vote time. It was an amendment that would have implemented what's called a success factor for placing teams in divisions for basketball, soccer, volleyball, baseball, and softball. The margin of defeat was only 23 votes out of several hundred. The annual spring survey by St. Norbert College and reported by Wisconsin Public Radio says that about 44% of the respondents believe the national economy is not so good. 22% say it's poor. Almost 50% believe the state economy is not so good. 14% believe it's in poor shape. That survey also showing nearly 40% of the respondents claiming the economy is the state's most important problem. The survey respondents a little more optimistic about their own personal financial situations, 43% believing they're likely better off now than next year, 33% expecting to be in the same financial boat a year from now. It's a story that's been repeated more than once on Gateway Technical College's campus in Elkhorn. The department chair of manufacturing is himself a Gateway graduate. Ben McFarland among those who spoke at a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a brand-new manufacturing training facility.
Mid-90s, my mom said to me, "You need to go to school." And I said, "Well, I don't really know what I want to do." She says, "Why don't you take welding? Welding's a really good career." And she said, "You can pay your way through school and whatnot." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll try that. I'll give it a shot." In high school, I didn't do a lot of welding. I kind of liked the metal fab kind of stuff, but I didn't do much of it. So I come here to this campus, and I flourish with it. Within 2 months, I've got a job. I'm going to school full-time. I'm working full-time. And I realize the manufacturing world is for me.
As he marks his 15th year of teaching at Gateway, McFarland also celebrates the opening of the Reeder Precision Machine Manufacturing Center, named after Gateway benefactor Mike Reeder, founder of the Elkhorn Machine Shop that bears his name. And the FBI is putting out a warning that hackers are now targeting internet-connected cars.
Hackers take control of a Jeep Cherokee, an internet-connected car. Using the computer connected to the internet inside the car, hackers 10 miles away were able to control and even shut down the Jeep. Ultimately, the car's manufacturer issued a recall to fix some of the problems the hackers exposed. But the FBI warns hackers can still target connected cars. So what can you do? The Better Business Bureau says to treat your car like a computer, meaning be wary before downloading third-party material, respect recalls, and keep the software up to date. If you think you've been hacked, contact the manufacturer immediately. I'm Mary Maloney.
More than $1.2 million worth of new mathematics materials for K-10 students in Racine Unified approved by the Board of Education this week. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daka said a team of elementary and secondary teachers spent a lot of time working on this.
As a former math teacher myself, I'm very excited to be moving into a curriculum that is alive, that is energizing and engaging for our kids. It's not your typical textbook where you open to chapter one and you do this next thing. Our teachers are going to have a number of resources at their disposal that are really going to change how math is taught in our district.
The $1.2 million total cost for 3 years of math materials breaks down to $403,000 at the elementary school level, just under $284,000 in middle schools, and $515,500 for high schools. The State Department of Health Services says all 13 residents of the St. James Manor Licensed Care Facility on 59th Street in Kenosha at St. James Church were relocated prior to it being shut down this week under an eviction proceeding that began months ago. The Kenosha News reports church officials are looking to change direction with the property, while the operator of the residential facility decided not to seek another location. St. James Manor is where one resident with a lengthy history of mental illness stabbed another to death last November and was sent to a state mental health care facility. It's taken a little bit of time, but Kenosha County's tribute to the armed forces at Petrifying Springs Park could have a rather large addition later this year. The county board this week adopting a resolution to accept a decommissioned howitzer to put on display at the park. Supervisor Dennis Elverman says Parks Division Director Jonathan Rudy, who is retiring later in the year, has been after this artillery piece for quite some time.
There's a whole lot of red tape when you're dealing with the federal government.
And a cannon.
We were told we have this cannon a year ago, but all of a sudden some more little things come up. So anyway, now we need a county board resolution to give permission for this decommissioned asset.
American Legion Post 21 and the Parks Division requested the asset from the Army Donations Program as a way to draw more attention to the memorial. House Speaker Paul Ryan scheduled to make several stops in Racine and Kenosha counties both today and tomorrow. This evening, he's the keynote speaker at the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce Annual Membership Meeting down at Festival Hall. Tomorrow, Ryan attends a luncheon for the Shalom Center at the Kenosha Women's Club, and then later he'll be speaking at the Kenosha Area Business Alliance's annual meeting held at Snap-on Incorporated. Time Magazine's 2016 list of the 100 most influential people in the world includes House Speaker Ryan, plus Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus. Both Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian and Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruiser believe that a resolution to the boundary dispute with Summers and Paris is reachable. In separate interviews, neither offered up a timeline. This is Jim Kruiser.
I don't know where these negotiations are going to go and discussions. I think all parties are open to a creative solution.
This is Mayor Antaramian.
I always have believed there's an opportunity for a win-win on this situation. And hopefully we'll get there. I feel positive that we have the opportunity to get there. I think all of us just need to sit down and work through some things.
Antaramians already knee-deep in the issue even before being sworn in this week. Last week, he and Kruiser and representatives from the two communities got together behind closed doors. Summers and Paris entering into an agreement that seeks to in part block the city from extending any further past the interstate. The top prizes in the Powerball and Wisconsin's very own Megabucks lottery games keep getting bigger. This Saturday night, the drawing for Powerball will involve a $251 million jackpot. The cash value is about $167 million. Megabucks, which begins at $1 million, has grown now to $3.4 million for Saturday night, $2.5 million on the cash value. And Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says players make their own unwritten rules on what emotions acceptable on the field. Hall of Famer Goose Gossage, a Yankee spring training instructor, criticized Toronto star Jose Bautista last month for his bat flip during last year's playoff, called it a disgrace to the game. Manfred telling Associated Press sports editors this generation of players, not a 67-year-old, will determine the unwritten rules. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.